But having said that, lots more work needs to be done. I started in government and politics believing in the power of everyday people working together and banding together to improve their democracy and to make a more perfect government. And I think we need to trust the people more in the state of Illinois by giving them the referendum power to enact ethics standards for both state and local officials that the people, the taxpayers, the citizens, feel are necessary. The highest office in a democracy, including our own democracy, is the office of citizen, and we need to empower and strengthen the votes of citizens all across Illinois. So we need to have an ethics initiative that makes sure that the people are consulted with respect to honesty in government and ethics and integrity in government. And today's conviction only strengthens my resolve to push this effort forward. I presented it to the legislature, to the Reform Commission, and to many others who would listen, and I've been working on petition passing and referendum for many, many years. I think it would be a very healthy thing for Illinois democracy to root out any kind of corruption by giving voters the opportunity at the ballot box to pass strong, no-nonsense ethics laws that protect the taxpayers and protect the public. And I think that's something that we should work on promptly. I'm going to present that to the legislative leaders, and I think the people of Illinois want this kind of reform in their government, in their constitution, so that the people come first. Illinois government belongs to the people, not the politicians, not the office holders, not the insiders. It belongs to everyday people who work hard, they're raising children, they're working jobs, they're paying taxes, and they're entitled to an honest government. Honesty is the only policy as long as I'm governor, and I think that's what the people of Illinois want. I'd be glad to answer any questions.